They are one of the largest recipients of NIH funding. Their scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the cancer drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. Dana-Farber Cancer Institute has been making one advanced cancer discovery after another for over 75 years. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Money shifts in Europe as market players wake up to the idea of Scotland independent from Britain. From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with a global perspective on business and the economy. The British pound is down 1.3% to both the U.S. dollar and the euro right now. That is a sharp drop for a currency that had been running very strong. And the reason has a lot to do with a referendum in Scotland next month. The BBC's economics correspondent Andrew Walker joins us from London. Andrew, good morning.
Good morning, David.
Been watching the pound sterling today. Help me understand what's happening. It's connected to the future of Scotland here, right?
Yes, it is. What's happened is that in the last few days, we have for the first time had an opinion poll that suggested the Yes campaign, that's to say the pro-independence campaign, might be just ahead. Now, not all the polls have been suggesting that. In fact, it is just that one. But nonetheless, we're moving from a situation where they were trailing by far just a few months ago. And suddenly, the thought that Scotland might vote for independence is not something that the markets think that they can anymore or be dismissed as completely unrealistic. So an independence vote is a possibility, and that raises all kinds of economic complications. And that is the reason that sterling has been weaker.
Now, the UK currency has been running very strong because Britain is happily at the moment out of sync with the economies of much of the rest of Europe.
That's right. The underlying story there is that the more advanced state of the British recovery compared to the Eurozone average, different story in some individual countries, however, does mean that the prospect of an interest rate rise in Britain is much sooner than it is in the Eurozone, could well be next year. The Eurozone, on the other hand, is moving, if anything, in the opposite direction. Interest rates are so low that it's hard to see them being cut any further. But nonetheless, the European Central Bank could well take further steps, printing money in a metaphorical sense, that would tend to drive the euro weaker compared to sterling. So that has been the reason for sterling's strength against the euro up until this bit of a reversal we've had as a result of this referendum talk in the last few days.
The BBC's Andrew Walker, thank you.
My pleasure, David.
General Electric Appliances will soon go Swedish. Electrolux of Sweden is confirming today it's buying GE's appliance business for $3.3 billion. GE stuff has been especially advanced as we enter an era where appliances will be connected to each other, to the internet, and therefore to your smartphone. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is hosting a summit on the future of Atlantic City today, once the East Coast gambling mecca. The city's been down on its luck lately, and 6,000 workers are losing their jobs in a new round of casino closings. Reporter Tracy Samuelson reports from AC.
Around dusk on a recent sticky summer night, Mark Gowell and his son took turns taking photos of each other, standing in front of the big silver letters marking the entrance to the Revel, Atlantic City's newest casino.
Basically get a couple shots of it just in case it doesn't exist.
In late August, the city was still hoping a last-minute buyer would swoop in and save the day. But the Revel closed in early September, and workers took down those silver letters. Three other casinos have closed or will close this year, catching the city off guard and searching for a new path forward.
It's a shame. After 35 years of having casinos here, we should have been bigger, more like Vegas.
Gowell is a housekeeping supervisor at nearby Harrah's and says Atlantic City is in need of a reinvention.
Turn it into more of a family resort. Cater to what we have out here, to the beach. That's what we have to reinvent ourselves as, a destination again.
We're going through a transitional time.
John Palmieri is head of the state's Casino Reinvestment Development Authority.
There are 20 new casino operations within a couple of hour drive now, and 5 years ago they didn't exist. And our role is to create these other reasons for visitation, mostly driven by tourism, but the convention trades and some of the destination retail.
Gaming revenue peaked in 2006 at over $5 billion, but it's been on a steep slide since. So Atlantic City Mayor Don Guardian wants the city to host more events, concerts, and conferences.
What we've lost is the older people that used to come. The blue hair Italian ladies aren't coming here anymore in the casinos. What we have is a very young crowd because the casinos that have a nightclub are doing real well.
He's hoping to attract even more young people by opening a new campus for a local university by 2016. But the city could take another hit if plans move forward to build new casinos in northern New Jersey or New York. Del Rowley was a regular at one of Atlantic City's closed casinos. Standing on a street corner in Manhattan, he says if a casino opens closer to New York with similar games and comps, he'd switch in a heartbeat.
Definitely, yes. Atlantic City's 2.5 hours, so it's a lot easier to go someplace closer.
And all the press over Atlantic City's troubles doesn't help the fight for business. What's that line we often attribute to Mark Twain? Reports of my death have been greatly exaggerated. Atlantic City is hoping to be able to say something similar. In New Jersey, I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.
And an alum has given Harvard $350 million, the biggest donation in that university's history. Gerald Chan went to the Harvard School of Public Health but made his money on Wall Street, private equity to be more precise. The School of Public Health will be renamed in honor of Chan's dad, T.H. Chan, who himself made a fortune in real estate. The Harvard Crimson could only find two bigger single donations. In India, Vedanta University got a $1 billion gift one time, and Caltech once pulled in $600 million. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.